change. The most important thing you should understand is that he is not stupid. He could make that river to know who is with Moses, who is with Pharaoh. Everything is learned by him, so he's not stupid. You should understand that he, his kindness made this river that intelligent, and his anger made the Cain remember the stupid killer right at the beginning. Yes.
He from kindness created intelligence in lifeless things. He, because of his wrath, cut off intelligence from the intelligent one. By grace, some intelligence appeared in lifeless matter, and through chastisement, knowledge fled from the intelligent. There, by command, the rain-like intelligence poured down. Here, intelligence saw God's anger and took to flight. Clouds and sun and moon and lofty stars all come and go according to arrangement. None comes but at its appointed hour, so that it neither lags behind the time nor before. How hast not thou understood this from the prophets? They brought knowledge into stone and rod.
Yeah, I think you should change that word how to because. Because the word is because. Because you didn't get it from the prophets, so they have to bring it in the lower level with the stone and the stick. Because you don't pull yourself high to understand it when they say it to you. You have to be punished and practically learn something. Yes.
They brought knowledge into stone and rod, that thou, by analogy, mightest undoubtingly deem the other lifeless things to be like rod and stone. The obedience of stone and rod is made manifest and gives information concerning the other lifeless things. That we are cognizant of God and obedient. We all are not by chance and in vain.
It's a little bit difficult to translate, but look at it, what he's talking about. He's saying that, listen, in this universe, everything is doing what everything has to do. So we learn it from somewhere. There is some planning, some influence over there, right? For a human being, it comes the idea with the prophets. If you don't get that one, then you are like the animals and the rest of the globe and should be worked out like that. Because you compare. And there are some stuff that you cannot really compare. Yes.
As the water of the Nile, thou knowest that at the time of drowning, it made a distinction between the two peoples. As the earth, thou knowest it to be possessed of knowledge. At the time of sinking, in regard to Karun, whom he subdued and swept away. As the moon, which heard the command and hastened, and then became two halves in the sky and split. As the trees and stones, which everywhere overtly made the salam.
Yeah. Okay. It was simple and with a lot of little roads to go somewhere else to think about it, especially when he's talking about the miracles of Muhammad, and we'll mix it with the prophets of the Moses, and at the end of the day we'll say there are some magics. These magics are handed to some exceptional people. If you're clever enough, you will follow them. If not, you have to pay the price, because you will be beaten, you will be punished, and so on and so forth. Yes.
Reply to the materialist who disbelieves in the deity and says that the world is eternal.
Okay. This is some simple stuff that is easy for you. Somebody doesn't believe in God and eternity and blah, 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 blah. Right? Let's answer him. Not to bring him in, but let's answer to that guy. Yes.
Yesterday someone was saying, the world is originated in time. This heaven is passing away, and God is its inheritor. The philosopher said, how do you know temporal origin? How should the rain know the temporality of the cloud? You are not even a mote of the revolution. How should you know the temporality of the sun?
Okay. It's talking to you, right? Because this is what you say. Everything is happening. It happened. Is this your logical idea, right? The philosophy. With the philosophy we tell you, how do you know? Because you're now, and you're talking about billion years, blah, 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 blah. How do you know? Yes.
The little worm that is buried in filth, how should it know the end and beginning of the earth? You have heard this by rote from your father. Through foolishness, you have become involved in this. What is the demonstrative argument for its temporality? Tell, or else keep silence, and do not seek excessive talk. He said, one day I saw two parties searching in this deep sea. In disputation and controversy and desperate battle, a crowd gathered round these two persons. I went towards the crowded multitude and took notice of their affair. One was saying, the sky will pass away. Without any doubt, this edifice hath a builder. The other said, it is eternal and timeless. It hath no builder, or else it is the builder. He said, you have denied the creator, the producer of day and night, and the giver of sustenance. He said, without clear evidence, I will not listen to that which an ignoramus has accepted by rote. Come, bring the proof and evidence, for never in the world will I hearken to this without proof. The proof, he replied, is within thy soul. My evidence is hidden within my soul. You, from weakness of eye, are not seeing the new moon. I am seeing it. Do not you be angry with me. There was much debate, and the people became perplexed as to the beginning and end of this well-ordered celestial sphere.
Yeah, okay. We brought in a very simple conversation. One fellow is saying that this has been always like this. The other one say, no, this is created. They converse. They are looking for proof, right? The believer guy has the proof in the heart and cannot say it, cannot explain it, say, I know it, it's inside, in the heart. The other one say, no, bring me something. Bring me some proof. And this is the conversation that is always on. So in our story, all the people, yes, they come in to talk about this. Yes?
He said, friend, within me is a proof. I have a sign indicating the temporal origin of the sky. I possess the certainty. For him that hath certain knowledge, the token thereof is that he will go into the fire. Like the inmost feelings of love in lovers, that proof, no, does not come on the tongue.
This is something that I always remember to bring it in. That when you're talking about proving something, think about having a proof for the love of Romeo and Juliet, you cannot. Here, he says exactly like that, that, listen, I know something in my heart, and this is the stuff that will give me the possibility to go through the fire. Do you remember Abraham and that stuff? That's what it is. And this cannot be explained with the language. That proof I have cannot be explained with the language. Exactly like the hall and the secret of the lovers. Do you remember we were talking about the hall? It's not explainable with these words in the language. I'm talking about that. In the heart of you, there should be that feeling. This is the secret of love. Yes?
The inmost meaning of my words is not apparent, except the pallor and haggardness of my face. Tears and blood roll on my cheeks and become the proof of his comeliness and beauty. He replied, I do not deem these things to be such a proof as would be a manifest sign to the vulgar. He said, when a base and a genuine coin boast, saying, thou art base, I am good and valuable, fire is the final test that these two rivals should be dropped into the fire.
Yeah. Two pieces of metal are claiming that I'm the gold. Is it? We drop them in the fire. The gold will not burn. The other stuff, no matter what, will burn. So what? Yes.
The vulgar and the elect will become acquainted with their state and will advance from opinion and doubt to certain knowledge. Water and fire, O soul, are the test of the pure and the base coin that is hidden. Let me and thee, both of us, go into the fire and become a lasting proof of the perplexed. Let me and thee, both of us, fall into the sea, for thou and I are a sign unto this multitude. Even so they did and entered the fire. Both cast themselves upon the heat of the fire. The God-proclaiming man who engaged in controversy was saved, while that bastard was burnt in the fire.
That magic. They talked, and at the end of the day, they said, listen, this is something which could never be clarified with the talking and that stuff. So, let's try it. This is the fire. Let's go through it. They went through it. The believer came out. The other one burned out. Period. Yes.
Hear from the Muezzin this announcement to the confusion of the foolish transgressors, that this name has not been burnt by death, since its bearer was a prince and most noble. In the course of time, hundreds of thousands of the veils of the unbelievers have been rent by this laying down of stakes concurrently. When they made the wager, the truth prevailed as regards immortality and evidentiary miracles and the answer. I perceived that he who spoke as a priority and as a temporal origin of the celestial sphere was victorious and in the light. The unbeliever's argument is always shamefaced. Where is a single sign that indicates the truth of that unbelief?
Yeah, where is it? This is one of the delicate points in this conversation. Saying no, denying something is cheap. I could deny everything, right? But for this denial, I have to have at least one proof. A materialist, which is saying that it's always this and there's nothing beyond this, doesn't have a proof. Just doubting is not enough. Here you will say, there is proof. It works like this. Yes.
where in